Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. My prophetess, Lou. I pray you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we thank you for letting us see a new week. We ask you to carry us through this week. We ask you to give us wisdom and understanding to understand your word, to go deeper in our word, to apply it to our lives. Let us not be hearers and doers, but help us apply it. Father God, we ask you to bless the ones that are reading it, bless the ones that are hearing it, in Jesus' name. The memory verse of the week is Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a forfeit tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Verse of the day is Ephesians 4 and 22. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, is corrupt through deceitful desires. Subject, are you pulling your trash? Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm taking out the trash. I'm putting on righteousness. I am replacing evil ways with kindness. I am filled with joy. Every day the world accumulates a good bit of trash. Every house or apartment has a day to get the trash to a bin or side of the road so the trash man can pull it. Still, sometimes with oversleeping, we forget to pull the trash. We forget it happens. It has happened to my dad a few times. I can remember him waking up angry because he missed the trash man, or someone could work in the office, or the janitor might have forgotten to pull the trash. But the problem is missing the moment to pull the trash. If it continues, it piles up. As trash piles up, it gets stinkier and stinkier. Nothing can be done until we bring the trash can, our bags, to the curb. Some of us have trash in our hearts, in our life. We must let go of when we hold on to this trash, bitterness, rage, anger, malice, hurt, all these things we develop, this ugly attitude, because we haven't released it. Is if we take our time and look at our heart and mind, do you have any trash in there that needs to go? Many people will say to themselves, I don't have trash in me. This is just an example. No one has trash in them. But things such as bitterness, anger, rage, etc., these are spirits that can attach themselves to you. We won't even know we have them because we have carried them around for so long that we don't notice. But others do. This trash or issue becomes our identity, but our identity should look like Christ in this world. Ephesians 4 and 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. The Bible says to get rid of it. Don't keep it just like trash. We must eliminate it. The more we keep things like this, the more it will destroy us to the point we won't know who we are. People say their family didn't know who they were, or no one wanted to be around them because of this. We must let go of the trash they store in their heart or in our heart. These spirits are quick to come by because we are always around people. We allow what they say and their spirits to grieve us, to offend us, and we carry it. But what we must do with a contrite heart every day, every minute we think about it, give it to God. Like, truly release it, because if not, we will have a problem with our attitude. 1 Peter 1, 22, having purified our souls by your obedience to your truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another honestly from our pure heart. See, the Bible says we have a purified heart because of the obedience we have for the truth. And when we have this type of heart, it's easy for us to love one another with this type of heart, forgive quickly, love beyond someone's fault. But when we have a heart full of malice and pain and grieve, it will be hard for us to love someone anyway. How many of us let things pile up and pile up? How easy is it to do? It's easy to hold on to every offense, every unkind word, everything. But what we must do every day is say, I release this, and forgive others. Because the more we hold on to this, the further we get from having a pure heart. Colossians 3 and 12 says this, put on then as God chosen one, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. We are told here to put on compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. We must put these things on. It's an option. Some people come into this world with humility, meekness, compassion, and patience, but some don't. We must put this on every day because we are made of the flesh, and the flesh wants to do everything else, but the flesh wants to look out for itself. The flesh wants to do anything opposite of being holy. But the Bible says, okay, you put this on. You must make a choice every day to put this on and to be this way. So that means to carry it all that. We must let go of the trash. We must give it to God and say, God, I don't want to feel this. I want to genuinely want to release this to you. Release this into God today. Today, we learned that our trash must be brought to God. We can't hold on to our ugly ways and attitudes. And we must give God everything. sometimes we like to hold on to old papers and other things because we hold on to them and we feel like it's valuable. But holding on to things like this takes up too much room in our home. Our room, just like these things, takes room up and take up space in the room in our house. It takes us room in our heart, just like ugly qualities and characteristics can do the same good ones. We can't have both these traits. And what we must do is give those things to the Lord and ask him to help us to put on righteousness. A lot of people always wonder why there's no change in their lives or why there's no change in their heart. Have you let go of the things that you used to do? You let go of how you used to do things full of evil. Once we become Christians or believers, we must start trying to make a difference in our lives by asking God for the strength to take out the trash today. Put on love, joy, righteousness, kindness. Don't allow your ways to stop you from growing the seeds God wants to plant. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you have done in our life. We ask you to forgive us of the sins we did. Lord, help us to be better every day. Lord, we ask that you to help us put on the right things and bring you the things fulfilling us that aren't right. Lord, we give you praise for this week. We ask you to go with us. Help us to conquer our week with you. We help us to approach things in a new way. Lord, we ask you right now to be with us every day and to take our unwanted ways to you. Help us to continue to have faith in you through it all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Reference, Ephesians 5:16. Make the best use of time because the days are evil. James 1:22, but be doers of the word and hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James 1:22. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Further reading, Proverbs 29, Amos 2, 2 Samuel 23, and Psalm 60. This ends Are You Pulling Your Trash? I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember, share with a family member or friend if you can. Share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.